The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Peter Hitchens is an equity research analyst at Oak Securities. He's just written an extensive note on quantum helium, so we're here to talk about that today. Hello, Peter. Very good to see you.
Good morning.
So, you've written this long and interesting detailed note on Quantum Helium, the company with significant prospects over there in the USA. Tell us what it is you like about this company.
Well, I've known the company for quite a while when it was Mossman, a fairly disparate E&P company. And under the leadership of Howard McLaughlin, they've transformed themselves to become a focused onshore US helium explorer. And they've established themselves in a proven helium area of the US.
So when you say established themselves, what exactly does that mean? What stage are they at?
They've got to the stage where they've acquired a large portfolio of acreage, which is located in the Four Corners helium play. They've got a couple of existing wells on the acreage. Now they're trying to expand this operation and start to build up a very significant helium operation.
So there's a significant well testing program ongoing, as I understand it. What's your assessment of the significance of that program?
Well, the extended well program at the moment is on the Sagebrush project. This was a well that was drilled in 1993 and found non-flammable gas. The operator at the time tested this and found that there was helium in concentrations of about 2.7% and walked away because at the time helium was not seen as a valuable commodity. Quantum have now gone back in, taken over the well. They've got 90% of the acreage and are doing extended well tests to try and better understand what they've got there, get flow rates, concentrations, and other such data from this well. At the moment, they've got to the stage where they've tested gas. They found concentrations of helium of about 2.5%. And they've got some oil as well, which was an additional unexpected bonus. Now what they're trying to do is basically clean out the wellbore so that they can get testing underway to see what levels the well will flow at.
And once they've established that, does that mean they're fairly close to production?
Well, once they've got a good understanding of the reservoir, they can then look at further appraisal wells if required and start to put in motion the ability to start producing helium, which can then be sold into the industrial market.
So it is pretty close close in the scheme of things then. I mean, you put a model together in your note, didn't you? A little bit of a kind of analysis of where the company's at from a financial perspective. Tell us a little bit about how you look at the ways, different ways you could value Quantum.
Well, the way we tend to look at it is from a RANAV, which is risked exploration net asset value. It's a technique that's largely been adopted from the E&P sector, where you look at the potential cash flows, discount them, and get a value of the asset. And this is very much the way that acquisitions are made, using this type of model.
And so what are your conclusions as far as Quantum is concerned on the RENAV front?
Well, we've got a target price of 0.064 pence per share. The big uncertainty, I think, at this stage is the exploration upside that could be there, because there's still risk attached to exploration. But it does look like it's an exciting proposition.
And how big do you think the upside might conceivably be?
Well, in Sagebrush, they're looking at somewhere around about 130 million cubic feet of helium. Management feel that this is conservative because they think that the porosity, the holes in the reservoir, is larger than the competent persons have estimated. So we could be getting up towards 250, 300 million cubic feet of gas. And then the real upside comes through in the adjacent acreage, which is called Coyote Wash, where they've identified six drill-ready prospects that could contain potential resources of up to 1 BCF of helium, which start to become a very valuable prize for investors.
I mean, a BCF of helium is a big amount of helium, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think what's also quite exciting for quantum is the fact that the concentrations are very high. It helps tremendously with the getting the commercial development ahead because you're dealing with larger quantities of helium, which should start to reduce the unit operating costs. And they're well above the commercial threshold, which is widely seen as being somewhere around about 0.1% to 0.3%, which some of the smaller projects are developing.
So, what do you see as the next steps for quantum in the coming months and into 2027?
I think the main thing for the management to concentrate on is the extended well test. This will give an idea of the reservoir, how many wells are required, what sort of flow rates can be achieved, what size plant you need in order to cope with those wells. And then try and extend this through to the Coyote Wash area, where the real upside on the exploration front is.
So before we close, Peter, just tell us about the backdrop to all this, the helium market. That's been looking very strong for the last year or so and continues to look robust, doesn't it?
Yeah, the helium market is very robust at the moment. Helium's not just used for party balloons. It's used for other things such as its cooling effect. It's the only liquid that doesn't really have a freezing point, and hence it has all sorts of uses, such as MRI scanners in the manufacture of semiconductor chips. And so the demand is very, very strong at the moment. The problem comes with finding the adequate supplies needed to cope with this higher demand. And one of the problems we got at the moment is where the supply comes from. The US is by far the largest supplier. After that, you're looking at Qatar and Russia, where obviously at the moment we are highlighting the political risks that are attached with the supply.
Yeah, and it's an amazing dynamic that's developed with the situation in the Middle East. So it all sort of ties into a fairly positive and upbeat outlook for quantum, I guess you'd say.
It does, yeah. And I think the supply shocks are going to continue. And I think that's going to play into investors' hands.
Well, we'll be watching Quantum's progress with interest, and any interested investors should note that you've covered the story with some considerable depth and detail in your note, and they can seek that out if they can get hold of a copy. But for now, though, Peter Hitchens, Oak Securities, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.